Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go to Darren once again for golf. Yeah. Sport and other sports.
A bit of everything this morning, Mary. Yeah. I'm afraid there's no sporting double for Cavan supporters over the weekend. They won the football, they beat Monaghan in the Ulster Championship, but Leon Maguire just came up short on the LPGA Tour in Vegas. She was beaten 4-3 by Nelly Korda in the T-Mobile match play event. Now, the world number one is in absolutely terrific form at the minute. That was her fourth straight victory on the tour, and her wonderful start at the final really was the foundation for what happened last night. She won four of the first seven holes, so she was four up early on, and Leona Maguire just didn't get back into it despite the best of efforts. The putting on some of the very testing greens and difficult pin positions seemed to make life very difficult for Leona, but on a positive, some great form to take into the first major of the year, the week after next.
I feel like my game's really close. Obviously played some great golf this week, hit some really nice shots, and just needed to putt a little bit better, I think, today. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know that you're going to have to make birdies if you want to beat her. And unfortunately, I didn't make enough today. But yeah, I mean, hats off to her. She's an incredible player. She's playing some great golf right now. And all I could do was play my own game. And that wasn't good enough today.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll take plenty of heart when she gets over the disappointment from that. Rory McIlroy finished third at the Texas Open, but in truth, he was never really in contention. He finished nine shots off the top two players. Ashay Vatatia won after a playoff. Mayo made a winning start at the Connacht Football Championship last night. They had a comfortable 15-point victory away to New York. Always a tricky fixture, but Mayo did what was expected. They got the win, and I'm sure the large gathering of Mayo supporters enjoyed the occasion too. The focus can now turn to Roscommon in 2 weeks' time, and Mayo manager Kevin McStay has been speaking with Angelina Nugent.
Kevin, job done. Sometimes this New York fixture can be a strange one, it's a little bit different, but you came away with the win into a Connacht semi-final.
Yeah, and that was the objective, obviously, and come through it injury-free, which is always a benefit, and got a nice run out, and happy enough, yeah, I'm happy enough with it. There's lots to be done now in the next fortnight as we get ready for Roscommon.
Roscommon, 2 weeks' time, very little downtime by the time you get back to Ireland. And of course, last year they had a big win over Mayo, and they won't fear Mayo.
Yeah, and we won't fear Roscommon either. Obviously, you know, we don't get really back to work now until Friday, which is the downside of the travel. But the upside was well worth it. We had a great experience for the 4 or 5 days here, and we're made feel very welcome by the Mayo gang and the New York gang as well. So, yeah, pleased with that, but all focus now on Roscommon.
Yeah, that's Kevin McStay. One other game in Connacht yesterday, Sligo overcame Leitrim. In Ulster, Cavan impressed. They had a 3-12 to 1-12 victory against Monaghan. Great finish there, and it sets up a date with Tyrone next. On the opening weekend of the Football Championship, though, the spotlight was taken by Waterford and Wicklow. Waterford's footballers celebrating a famous win over Tipperary, their first win in the Munster Championship since 2010. And Cork got the better of Limerick also in that province. And on a day when there was wins for Meath and Wexford and Leinster, Wicklow upset the odds with a famous victory against a Westmeath team with big ambitions this year. Let's hear from one of their heroes, Dean Healy. He joined Damien O'Mara at a windswept pitch side at Mullingar. There was some debate over his goal, which was also being claimed by Jack Kerwin.
You claimed the goal?
Sorry, 1-2. I've had to finish him with there today, so I don't know what Jack's going to say about it, but make sure they put me down for it.
Just a word, you've got your two biggest fans here. This must be the youngest Wicklow supporter we have here today.
Africa is 8 weeks. Fia, my daughter, they're part of it, it's three. So, listen, they're football mad. They carry me the length of the country. And listen, I'm very, very fortunate with the family and backing that I do have. That at my age, I can still get out here twice a week. The support network that I have allows me to stay playing with these.
I hope you're doing the nighttime bottles. Listen, a quick word. Kildare next week. You won't fear anyone after that victory today.
No, well, listen, we know Kildare are going to... They had a porn of league campaign similar to ourselves, and I don't think they're as bad as what they showed. And they'll be seeing us as an opportunity to get the air back on track. And listen, we'll hopefully be ready for it.
Yeah, well done to Dean and the Healy clan there. Armagh are the Little Ladies Football Division 1 champions for the first time. They beat Kerry 2-12 to 2-9. Pádraig Lodge spoke to skipper Clodagh McCambridge shortly after she received the cup.
Sort of relief, I suppose, but no, really, really delighted. I mean, it's our first ever Division 1 National League final, and to be lifting the trophy at the end of it, I think whenever I think about like the brilliant teams and the players that have gone before us that have never got the opportunity to even compete in a Division 1 final, for us to get over the line it's really special.
You have a break before the championship begins, and you've proven that you can take the step up in the league. What are your aspirations for championship at this point?
I think we're set. We've set ourselves up really well. You know, we've always targeted to get into Division One as brilliant preparation for Championship. Then we have been competing and showed that we can compete against the top teams. So I think the girls can take a lot of belief from that. And yeah, it'll set us up really well come Championship.
Yeah, Munster are out of the Investec Champions Cup. They lost 24-14 away to Northampton there in the last 16 clash. A number of Munster players were hit by a bug ahead of that game. I'm sure that didn't help their chances. In the Challenge Cup, Ulster and Connacht progressed to the quarterfinals with wins in France. Great comeback there by Connacht last night to secure a victory against Pau. Liverpool's title challenge suffered a setback. They drew 2-2 away to Manchester United. Tottenham beat Nottingham Forest 3-1 to move into the top four, and Chelsea drew 2-2 with Sheffield United. Celtic and Rangers played out a 3-3 draw in Scotland. Celtic 2-0 up at one stage. Rangers came back, then they met a 2-2 in the 86th minute. Adam Eder responded, looked like with a winner moments later before the home side equalised again deep in injury time. And finally, former Irish defender Joe Kinnear has died at the age of 77. He spent 10 years with Tottenham as a player and as a manager, best remembered for his time with Wimbledon in the 1990s. Now, we spoke earlier in the programme about his punditry as well on the RTE panel. And here's a little clip, a famous one from the 1994 World Cup in America when Ireland played Italy, and no one gave us a chance really against the Italians, did they, in that World Cup opener. Bill O'Hurley gets final predictions from John Giles, Frank Stapleton and Joe himself.
Prediction then for this one?
I would go for a draw.
No score.
No score. And Joe, you're convinced an Irish win by a goal?
1-0.
What, total control in midfield, 1-0.
Sheridan. But easy, onto it comes Houghton. And Houghton with a shot, and it's there!
Yeah, there you go. Great prediction, Joe Kinnear. And on the weekend that he passed, we'll also remember Paddy Dunican. Anyone that would know anything about horse racing in Ireland will know Paddy. He died over the weekend. 35 years he was managing the track in Kilbeggan. He was 61. We're thinking of both Paddy and Joe and their families and friends this morning.
Darren, thank you very much.